A Refutation of the Doctrine of Total Hereditary Depravity by Eilat Raines, published 1833. Introduction. Man, know thyself is a precept of unlimited importance. Without self-knowledge, no permanent foundation can exist upon which to build a knowledge of the great diversity of things with which we are surrounded. Many of the religious delusions and impostures which have existed have obtained their influence and celebrity through a widespread ignorance of human nature, and can exist no longer than men shall remain shrouded in this mantle of darkness. What but ignorance of human nature has led to the admission by many religionists of the doctrine of total hereditary depravity, a doctrine which, in order to its refutation, needs but one enlightened glance of the mind's eye at the principles of which man is composed. This doctrine, although incompatible with every principle of self-knowledge, has become extensively popular, is in fact a precious ingredient in many popular creeds, is the chief cornerstone of Calvinistic and Arminian sectarism. Men with difficulty look within themselves, and being repeatedly told that their depravity is total and hereditary, take the truth of it for granted on the mere assertion of those who teach it, without that examination which is necessary to a detection of its fallacies. Incompatible, however, with the truth as the writer of the following pages conceives this doctrine to be, he would never have troubled the public with a line upon the subject had he not been convinced that it is, in its effects upon society, the most deteriorating and pernicious. Human nature has been systematically abused and misrepresented. Those who have placed themselves in the high seats have supposed men to be by nature averse to all good and inclined to all evil, and that continually. What is this but the representing of men to be by nature devils incarnate? Is it possible that misrepresentations of human nature such as these can fail to be productive of consequences the most appalling? If any man is so far bewildered as to believe the doctrine of total hereditary depravity, must he not be discouraged from every attempt at reformation? Why should he try to reform when he believes that all the workings of his whole nature are but the workings of a mass of depravity? This doctrine is, therefore, directly calculated to chain men down in sin, and to perpetuate as well as to produce every abomination. Hence, its refutation becomes indispensably necessary. We said that this doctrine is the chief cornerstone of Arminian and Calvinistic sectarism. The teachers of these systems take it for granted that human nature is totally depraved, and hence that men cannot believe evangelically from the force of the divine testimonies. The Bible is, of course, represented as a sealed book to the unregenerate, and as necessarily remaining so until the Holy Spirit opens their minds. Thus, the gospel of the book is inefficacious until the gospel of the Spirit gives it access. The book is, as the result of this teaching, neglected. The doctrine of essentials and unessentials is also presented and strenuously advocated, and the effect of all this parade of noisy error is to draw the attention of the people from the Bible and to fix it upon those things which constitute the distinguishing peculiarities of Arminianism or Calvinism. Whereas, if the truth in relation to human nature were in the first instance known, the conclusion would be that the human mind can be operated upon by testimonies divine as well as human, written as well as oral, and that the effect of divine or evangelical testimony is divine or evangelical faith. And this conclusion would also lead to so high an appreciation of the divine testimonies as would exclude the doctrine of unessentials. By annihilating that metaphysical figment, physical-spiritual operation in order to faith, and recommending the divine testimonies, the Bible would be more examined, and faith, saving and evangelical, the spontaneous result. These facts, however, will be made more obvious in the sequel. The reader must not suppose that the writer of the following pages intends to deny either human depravity or the operations of the Spirit. He believes in both, and merely denies the depravity is total, and that the Spirit operates abstractly and physically in order to faith. Now, if he prove that depravity is not hereditary and total, it will follow that men may believe savingly through the efficacy of testimony, And so soon as this shall have been proved to any person, the whole superstructure, whether of Calvinism, Arminianism, or Fullerism, which had been reared in his mind, must fall to the ground, its foundation having been removed. The writer intends to consider his reader as a rational being. He has learned by painful experience that with the bigot and the creature of prejudice, argument is useless. Such persons have no mind of their own. They are the mere automata of those who think for them. He is thankful, however, that in our comparatively enlightened country there are thousands who read, think, judge, and conclude for themselves. To those persons, then, he will consider himself as speaking in this little volume. He hopes in the Lord Jesus Christ that his labor will not be in vain. If he shall contribute a mite to the amelioration of the condition of his species, he will be amply compensated. The doctrine of total hereditary depravity was, he thinks, brought into vogue among Christians by gloomy philosophers in the Dark Ages, and it is certainly more congenial with the minds of croaking ascetics than with the enlightened cheerfulness with which heaven-born Christianity inspires its votaries. He trusts, therefore, that the following pages will be instrumental in wiping this foul blot from the face of Christianity and causing many to become enamored with her charms. The unprejudiced reader will, he thinks, be fully convinced by a careful perusal of the following pages that hereditary depravity has not placed him in a state which renders it impossible for him to believe savingly, as it was for Lazarus while dead to ascend from the grave in which he had lain 4 days, or as it is for a dead man to communicate life to his own body.